After acquiring Barlach's sculpture of a pregnant young woman, this work was systematically studied in our restoration workshop. The findings enabled restorer Stephanie Exner to trace the artist's working methods.
Ernst Barlach ist akademisch geschulter Bildhauer. Er hat die klassischen Techniken des
Ernst Barlach went to a state art academy. There he received the traditional training for sculptors at that time and learnt the classical techniques of modeling and molding. In 1906, he began working primarily with wood and largely taught himself the art of wood carving. But as a rule for his sculptures, Barlach always continued to make a plaster maquette, a preliminary model. So, first he modeled his work in clay and then cast it in plaster.
Dafür wird erst die Form in Ton modelliert und dann in Gips abgegossen.
Barlach also applied the same method to his statue of a young pregnant woman. Once he had made the maquette, he then carved the figure in limewood.
Barlach hat sie nicht aus einem Stück Feuerholz geschnitzt, sondern aus
Barlach did not carve the figure from one solid block of wood, but from a sculpture block, as it's called. The block is made of several pieces, or planks of wood glued together, a technique supposed to prevent the wood cracking or splitting.
Was Rissbildung verhindern soll.
As is only too clear, the back of the sculpture was hollowed out, an approach similarly used in medieval wooden sculptures. In those days, removing the heartwood was thought to stop the wood of the sculpture splitting.
Dass Barlach diese Skulptur rückseitig.
Today, to find Barlach hollowing out the back of his sculpture seems rather surprising and rather unnecessary. But this is also a unique distinguishing feature across Barlach's entire oeuvre.
Im gesamten oeuvre Barlachs.
To finish the figure, he smoothed the surfaces with fine chisels, then gave the light-coloured limewood a coat of shellac and beeswax, adding red and black pigments.